This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about Provence with Virginie Moret and Patrick Vidal. And Marilyn's on the line from Delray Beach, Florida, with more concerns about driving. Marilyn, thanks for your call.
Thank you for having me. We are going to be in the south of France for a month. We're renting or leasing a car, actually. And I was concerned about the toll roads. How do you handle the tolls?
Good concern, Patrick.
Good concern, because, in fact, it's not even easy for French people to deal with the toll. I mean, the problem in France is that they started to stop using actual people at the toll gates. And you used to have a little sign saying, showing a little man with a hat on, and that was the place to go to pay by cash and make it easy. Now it's not as clear as it was. But the idea is you want to follow the green arrow taking you to the entrance where a green arrow is.
Oh, in other words, so when you have the freeways, in the United States, we generally pay for our freeways with taxes. In Germany, they pay for their freeways with taxes. In France, you have toll roads like you would have in Italy on the freeways. So every 15 minutes or something, you would have a bank of gates, maybe six across, where you would pull into the car. Some would be for people who can drive right through because they have some sort of a mechanism that lets them do that. Patrick is saying you're looking for somebody who can take your money. Is that right?
Oh, no. Now it's not even somebody who takes your money. It's a machine which takes your money. So so you've got to move to the front of this gate and manage to find a place where you got to put your coins. Or
and this
your,
is like you get
and,
to play basketball.
No, not even. Not even because you can put bills as well.
Oh, bills too?
So bills can get in as
well. Okay, because I remember they were baskets you'd throw it in and they would weigh it, but that's not the case now.
No, that's not the case anymore.
Okay.
So are you saying that you're actually paying with money rather than some kind of pass like we have in the United States?
Yes, because you could buy a path, but it's a long-term path. They don't do tourist path in France.
Okay.
And on top of that, you can try to use your credit card, but it's always a bit difficult between the European system and the American system. You never know if it's going to work. So if you can make sure that you follow those green arrows and get into the booth where they accept the cash, it would be much easier.
And I would imagine the French machines would like a credit card that has a chip, whereas our credit cards have the magnetic strip.
Yeah.
So for a few
and
years.
And how do we know just how much money? I mean, you need to have, I guess, a lot of cash, but how do you know how much to put in?
Well, that's all depending on how much you're going to drive. I mean, if you cross France, you need 50 or 60 euros. If you do 200 kilometers, you need 10 or 15 euros.
What would you bet? I'm just curious, and I know you don't know exactly, but if you're going to drive for an hour on the freeway, you're going, 90 miles an hour, how much money would you probably spend on a...
8 euros, 7, 8 euros,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's about $10 an hour to use the super freeways, and almost always that would save you that much in gas and that much in time, so it's a good investment, I would say. And it's safer, too.
It's very safe, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Marilyn, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.